We're very pleased to have Mr. Wally Marshall with us again today, known as Mr. Crappie. He is one of the foremost experts on crappie fishing all over the nation. Welcome to the show, Wally.
Hey, how y'all doing down there?
We are cold and wet. How you doing up there?
Well, we're cold here. It's 33 degrees and getting colder.
Yeah, well, you can just keep that 30-degree weather up there, and we'll just keep it down here at 50. How about that?
Okay, that sounds great.
Let's talk about cold weather crappie fishing. What's the magic temperature that you look for the crappie to get off the banks and the structure and go to those deep holes? What water
temperature? Well, I'm looking for that water to actually, you know, getting out of the 80s. You know, I live in Texas, so, you know, it's getting out of the 80s back into the 70s and down into the 60s to where those fish are in transition. Then when the temperature gets down below 60 into the 50s, you know, that's when those crappie will start bunching up and getting in that deep water and following those large schools of shad around.
Well, we're looking at down here around our area in the Mobile Tensaw Delta. It's in the mid-60s right now, so they're still kind of in between those stages, I guess. They're still hanging out around the brush and the treetops and stuff, but they're getting ready to go deep, aren't they?
Yeah, if it's 60-degree water, those fish are still going to be in 10 to 15 foot deep or shallower, just like it is in the springtime. You know, you can catch them 2 foot deep, 4 foot deep, but, you know, that would be on some kind of structure. But fall, wintertime crappie fishing is actually my best season. They're easier to follow. You got larger schools, and I love to fish the tributaries and the creek channels that feed the reservoirs. And you can just tear them up, you know.
We've got some big rivers like the Alabama River and Tom Bigby down here in Alabama. Bill Bush, my good buddy, wants to know how do you go about locating crappie in main rivers, dealing with the current in the main river sometimes? How do you deal with that, and how do you locate them?
Well, what I like to do, especially on the Alabama River, is I will, you know, because current is a killer, you know, always current. I like to get on the backside of that current where it's coming around a curve or a bend in the river, and then you've got a big flat out there. I like to look for structure that is on those flats. It seems to hold a lot of fish, and it's out of the current. Or you can go up in a little tributary that starts into the river and fish the, as you go around the bend of it, going into the river there or the tributary, fish that shoreline there and start looking for structure in that area. Well, so I tend to stay away from the current.
Well, Wally, talking about rivers, we asked a question on our Facebook page this week, you know, and got some of our readers to give some questions for you. And so Bo Brown, he asks, how do you find fish in floodwater? So in these tributaries and these rivers, when the water gets outside the banks, what do you do?
I'll tell you, when it gets outside the banks, it's just there's so much structure, there's so much. What I would do is I would move down on the main lake, okay, and I would fish in the deeper waters, like 25 to 30 feet. I would be looking for crappie and shad in those areas. I would move out of the tributaries and back in the flood, you know, in the floodplains. I would get back down on the south end of the lake or whichever end of the lake the dam is on and go out there and start looking for ledges in 25 to 30 foot of water.
So when it floods, they're going to go deep in the deeper water, you think?
Well, I'm just saying when it floods, fish tend to hug the bottom, pull off a structure, and I would actually troll instead of try to one-pole fish is because the tight line trolling is more effective during the flooding times like that.
I got you. Gaston Mills also wants to know, when you fish new water, and I'm sure you go to these tournaments and stuff, when you're at a new body of water you've never fished, what steps do you take to find the fish?
Well, first, I do my homework before I leave the house. Mm-hmm. What I like to do is I like to pull up Google Earth and look at the reservoir on the internet, and then I've got a map of it, and I kind of do an overlay. And, of course, I have the Lake Master chips in my Hummingbird, my Helix 12, and I can look on my depth finder at home in the garage and actually look at the computer at the same time and look at that satellite version, and then I can see where all the creek channels move in close to the bank. I can see where all the boathouses are, or the type of structure that I'm targeting at that time. It's all visual. It's right there in front of you.
Let's talk about how you recognize crappie on your depth finder, on your fish finder, your Hummingbird. I read something the other day that I thought I would ask you about because I want to verify this person is right. He said if you see dots on your screen, like if you take a pencil and just tap it on a piece of paper, he says those are crappie, but if you see a cloud, that's a bait fish. Is that true?
Well, yeah, it depends on how deep the water is and what that dot looks like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the shallower the water, the bigger the dot, or the bigger the mark.
Okay.
But bait fish, yes, are in big balls. There'd be a big, like a cloud on your screen, you know, on the bait fish. And if the fish are not in them, they will be like in big ball shapes or oblong or whatever. But if the crappie or fish are feeding, the big shed balls will be like strung out.
Mm-hmm.
They will be scattered. You know what I'm saying? And so the crappie will be right underneath that.
Well, you know, I noticed on my fish finder, larger fish like bass and catfish appear on the screen like an inverted boomerang, but crappie don't show up like that. So I'm trying
crappie in schools, you know, they're going to be like, you know, 15 to 25 to 30 crappie on one top. And when the crappie get real active, well, they vertical stack. Mm-hmm. On top of the structure, and so when you go over the pile, it looks kind of like a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The fish will be like stacked up on one of each other, and the fish that are higher than the water column are the most active.
This is great. I'm learning so much. I've been trying to learn how to, I guess, interpret my screen, and I'm sure there are classes out there that I could take, and there are certain guides that take you out that will teach you how to do that. But the more I can learn about the electronics, the better, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are in the same boat I am. It takes a while to get used to it.
Yeah, a lot of folks, when they're catching fish, they don't realize that there's some kind of structure or there's bait fish or something in the area, the reason they're catching all the fish.
Mm-hmm.
So if you learn how to read your electronics, and like I'm running the Helix 12 Mega right now, that is absolutely the most clearest, the most brightest unit on the market. And a crappie better get under a rock because I'm going to find it.
I've heard good things about that line of machines. I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had a story in the magazine recently about night fishing for crappie in Gunnersville under the bridges. And,
right.
And I'm sure you've done this, and it can be really good action, and you can catch really big fish that way. Have you experienced the same phenomenon in other lakes?
Well, the night fishing deal is, you know, crappie relate to bait fish, and the light is going to draw. Matter of fact, I have a new crappie light on the market with CH Marine called the Bait Blaster.
Hmm.
It's called a bait blaster because that's what it draws, and that, you know, and actually the crappie is going to follow the bait. But I did a TV show a couple of years ago for Protein Journal, and you may have seen it on the Outdoor Channel. I did a night show to where I was using one of my lighted bobbers from Bet, and I'm casting this bobber with a jig on it, and I've got the jig down about 6 foot deep off of the bobber, and I'm actually fishing on the edge of the light.
Oh, bobber. Well, let's
cast, and I will pull that jig right to the edge of the light because crappie like to stay
on
the
dark,
shaded area.
In the edge, yeah. We're talking with Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, about some crappie fishing techniques. And when we left for the break, we were talking about lights and underwater lights that attract bait fish, which attract other fish, especially crappie at night. And you were mentioning, Wally, that the crappie seem to hang out in the edge of the light and not in the light.
That is correct. They like to hang out in the aura of the light, you know, where the dark meets the light.
Yeah.
And when the shad and the bait fish go through the light and come out on the other side, the crappie are there to ambush. Hmm. And I did a television show a couple of years ago on night fishing, and I caught some monster crappies fishing a crappie thunder under a bobber and about 6 foot deep over about 15 foot of water. And it was unbelievable the size of fish that I was catching.
Well, Wally, down here on the coast, you know, fishing the lights for speckled trout and redfish and white trout, things like that, it's a big, big summertime activity. It works well year round, but it's done predominantly in the summer. And the underwater lights have become popular here, whereas historically it was a halogen light that shined down on the water. We've got some mixed reviews on the coastal underwater lights. It seems like the fish can get kind of spooky whenever you hook one. What type of lights do you have in your line? And tell us a little more about that.
Well, I've got a submerged LED green light that is 360 degrees and about a 25 foot, depending on the clarity of the water, is how far out you can get the light, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on the depth that you sink it. Also, it's got an 18 foot cord on it that you can drop, and it's weighted, so you can drop it underneath the surface. I like to put them down about 8 to 10 feet and over about 20 to 30 foot of water. Especially in the summertime, and man, can you draw the bait fish in there, and those crappie will just hang out. A lot of times, I won't fish on the side with the light. I will fish on the opposite side of the boat if I'm fishing vertical.
So you mentioned that you put the light 8 to 10 feet down in the water?
Yeah. I submerge the light. That's what it's for.
Okay.
And so I've got the light down in the water, and it's really unbelievable how much bait fish you can actually attract like that.
I'm curious.
Because if you just tie it to the side of your boat, you've got so much, you know, you got waves and everything flickering and doing all that, and it's just kind of, that will actually spook them.
So,
you know what I mean?
So
you've got that light flicking.
I'm wondering how you keep that light in place. Does it have a weight on the bottom, a float on the top? How does it stay there?
Well, we tie it to the side of the boat, to one of your cleats. Just put a loop in it.
Uh-huh.
And then you can actually drop it down because the light is weighted.
Oh, okay. So it has an anchor on it.
Well, it's built into the unit.
Okay, yes. I got you. And then how do you keep it from going to the bottom?
Well, we've got it tied to the cleat on the boat.
Okay.
And the light itself actually floats
the
water.
The cord itself is attached to the boat.
Okay, I got you. So the cord, the length between the boat and the light is what, 10 feet, 16 feet? How long?
18 foot.
Okay, I got you. So you can actually, if you're lucky, get away from the light by that, you know, by several feet.
And Wally, how long do you have to leave your, you know, the way we fish down here on the coast, you know, most of these lights are coming off of people's docks and they're on every night. So, you know, the fish get used to them. So you're talking about putting it off of a boat. How long does it have to, are you putting this around structure that's already there?
10 to 15 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It doesn't
take
long.
You can have bait fish underneath your boat and crappie biting.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many bait fish. I used to fish with one in Mobile River. It was a green light, but it was submerged, but the top of it was at the surface of the water, so we could see the bait fish, and they would circle like a tornado around that light. It was unbelievable how much action you could see, all kinds of fish in there coming to it. And then, of course, the speckled trout and the other predator fish were right on the edge, like you said. It works great. I use your Mr. Crappie.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. I use your Mr. Crappie Slab Daddy rods exclusively. I love your product line. I appreciate you being on the show today, and good luck in the next tournament, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you what. If folks out there that love crappie fishing, crappie fanatics, come to MrCrappie.com or go to my Mr. Crappie online store.
Yes,
I sure
sir.
Do appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for being with us, buddy. Thanks a lot.
And have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot.